Well, first of all, Claire, I was delighted to see the guards were successful in getting back that stock for the shop owners that owned it. And the fact that it was on Facebook, again, is a great step forward, because now the guards in Sligo Leitrim have their own Facebook page. So it enables them to communicate with the general public quickly. And it's something we've been calling for a while. So it's a new initiative now that we really, really welcome. There's two types of shoplifters, Claire. There's what I would call as our local petty thief. Many of these are people who have substance abuse issues and are stealing to feed their habit. Shop owners in Sligo would recognise most of them and would know these people. And they're the people that would come into our shop and would steal a bottle of wine. Now, you may feel, is it worth reporting them for a bottle of wine? But it is, because it enables the guards to build up a case against that person. And hopefully their issues can be addressed. If there's a big enough case, it goes to court and the judge would direct that the person gets the help they need. So that's why it's very important that the guards, that we report all those issues to the guards. More worryingly, though, is what I would call the professional shoplifters, who are gangs that will hit our town, and in a matter of hours they can cause thousands worth of damage to a shop. And that would be the example of what happened last weekend. They're the ones that really affect the takings of a shop, because you can get someone come in with a shopping bag or with a sports bag, and they can be out the door with 2,000 worth out of a clothes shop without you even blinking. So it really is an issue around town. Now, there's an excellent initiative that we've now rolled out with the guards. It's a business watch initiative that we'll be rolling out over the summer, where we now have two full-time guards on our town streets, Joe and Martha. And over the summer, we will be building up a contact base where all the business owners in the town will have their direct numbers, so that you go directly to the same guard every time. And that will make life an awful lot easier when you're trying to deal with shoplifting.
And I know a number of the businesses that I've been speaking to about this issue have said that by increasing the visibility of their security in their shop, whatever measure it is, depending on the size of your shop, I suppose, it has helped certain businesses. So certainly making it quite obvious that you have security in place is important.
Yeah, you have to let people know you have security in place. And most shops in Sligo have excellent CCTV, so it is quite easy to create a prosecution. But it is about that visibility and letting people know that, one, you will be caught, and two, if you are caught, you will be prosecuted.
And this new business scheme, when will it be officially set up?
The two guards, Joe and Martha, are actually on the beat now. So over the next 6 weeks, we would hope to get it up and running properly. A group of business owners from Sligo travelled to Waterford last Friday and Saturday, and we did a tour of Waterford last Friday night with business owners down there to see how they run the scheme down there. And it has been very, very successful. At store manager level, they have a WhatsApp group where they can distribute information quickly between each other. And if they recognise a known shoplifter in a shop, they spread the message that Martha or whoever is in town today and we need to be watching out for her. So when that person goes into another shop, they are able to just basically kill them with kindness and say, can we help you? Is there anything you need? And they get the message, oh, I'm being watched. And that deals with it. But it's run very, very successfully in Waterford, and they've had a dramatic reduction in the amount of shoplifting in their city.
Would it be safe to say that this problem is costing businesses thousands of euro every year, or is it just certain businesses in particular that might be unlucky?
It's businesses that would be unlucky, in that shoplifters really only want to take something that they can move on quickly. But likewise, if a shoplifter goes into a jeweller shop, one item of jewellery can cost 1,000 euros easily. So it is business dependent. My big issue in our shop is bottles of wine. So it's 8 or 9 euros a time. But over the year, if you lose one a week, one a day, it does add up into, that could be 3 or 4 grand a year. So even though you think it's small and petty, it does add up over the year, and it does affect nearly all businesses that have an open door do get affected by it.